Welcome back to Issues Etc. Third hour. We're in the middle of audio open lines. I think we're still hearing a Fox News segment on Christians in Hollywood. Only two of the top 10 most influential Christians in Hollywood have been named so far. Mel Gibson, that's an obvious choice for various reasons. I mean, when you get in the news as often as he has in the last couple of years between his movie and his arrest, people will be thinking Mel Gibson. Denzel Washington is number two, probably because of it, not because of his vocal stances on Christianity, although he is a Christian as far as anyone can tell, because he's hot stuff. Now, you might be like me and at least initially have a hard time naming Christians in Hollywood, but as we listen to this Fox News segment, we hear some more of these names. I got a question for you. Which is your favorite Christian in Hollywood? Why? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Our in-studio email address is issuesetc@kfuo.org. Soundbite of the week is coming up in about 25 minutes on the program. We got four very good soundbites. Some of them are actually related to one another. Always one from a caller. We found a great caller this week. We actually had two great callers. We had to choose between the two of them. We got four soundbites. We're going to play them for you. You give us a call and tell us which of the four soundbites we play you think should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week and why. Back to the Fox News segment on Christians in Hollywood. So there's Gibson, there's Denzel Washington. What's next?
Yeah. Aww.
So that's how it happened.
So we like him.
Yes, yeah. We like him.
Nice. Now, who else is on
He's another cutie. Yes, yeah, yeah. We like, and American Gangster's coming out,
coming
so
out.
Go see it, you know. Number three on the list is Patricia Heaton. We know her from Everybody Loves Raymond. Right. She was born a Catholic and kind of drifted away from the faith, as a lot of people do when they're younger.
Right.
But she came back and became a Protestant, a evangelical Protestant. She speaks very openly against abortion, which, of course, is not very Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And she also emceed this Christian comedy tour called Thou Shalt Not. And she's also a producer behind the scenes. I don't know if you remember the movie Amazing Grace that came out last winter. She was one of the producers. That's about William Wilberforce and the fight against slavery in Britain. And it hasn't hurt her career at all because, of course, she is now in this TV series that just newly started called Back to You with Kelsey Grammer. So she is very mainstream TV. So she's doing very well. So she's another Christian. Number four on the list is something that African Americans know very well, Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
Yes, his Madea character, I'll tell you, is just too much.
By the way, we have Tyler Perry on tomorrow.
That is,
really?
Give Him My Love. That's another one.
I spoke with him, and he talks about Hollywood and Christians.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that's very interesting about him is that most Hollywood elites didn't know about him. The African-American community knew about him from a stage plays.
Yeah.
When Diary of a Mad Black Woman was made into a movie, it cost $5.5 million to make. It made $50 million. And, of course, that sent up all sorts of flags in Hollywood. Yeah, let's give this guy a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So he's done very well. Now, number five on the list, I have to
is
a guy that I actually would put first, Ralph Winter, because he has produced the trilogy, the X-Men trilogy, Fantastic Four.
Right.
He's also done a lot for Fox Faith.
Okay. Lauren Green, thank you.
Thanks, Lauren. Very interesting.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to give you your chance to do this because you're chomping at the bit. No, you don't want to do it? No? All right. Jeff is in there spinning for reasons I'll let him explain to you in just a moment. First, I want to know from you. They mentioned five or six there. Mel Gibson, Denzel Washington, Patricia Heaton, Tyler Perry, and Ralph Winter. You might not know Ralph Winter, but I think he's a producer there in Hollywood. As the top five most influential Christians in Hollywood. The list was actually 12, if I'm not mistaken. Also on the list was Martin Sheen. Martin Sheen has a long history in both movies and in television. Who didn't watch The West Wing? He is, in his own by his own admission, a very devout Roman Catholic. So which is your favorite Christian of Christians in Hollywood? 1-800-730-2727. 505-7850 or issuesetc@kfuo.org. It's audio open lines. Now, a lot of us in the pro-life community knew about Patricia Heaton because Patricia Heaton has been a spokesperson for a number of pro-life groups she was spokesperson, I don't know if she still is, but was spokesperson for Feminists for Life for a number of years. I guess I say spokesperson, celebrity spokesperson, is what they say. So if you ever went to the Feminists for Life website, you saw a picture of Patricia Heaton there. What about the rest of you? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Also on the list, Angela Bassett. And forgive me, maybe I'm not Hollywood enough, but a lot of these people I don't know, even by looking at their pictures. Mel Gibson, number one. Denzel Washington. Patricia Heaton. Tyler Perry. Ralph Winter. Angela Bassett. Martin Sheen. Martha Williamson. Kristen
Chenoweth,
thank you very much. See, I don't even know how to pronounce her names. And Philip Anschutz. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Issues ETC at KFUO.org. I got to say, I was listening to, what was it? It was a couple weekends ago. Prairie Home Companion. I heard Martin Sheen. He was in town. Stepped onto the stage and sang a hymn. You know, Prairie Home Companion has hymns and folk songs and all this kind of stuff. Martin Sheen came on. He was in town for some sort of a demonstration about the world's AIDS crisis. Very strong activist, Martin Sheen. And he sang a hymn. He said it is one of his favorite hymns ever. A Christian hymn. Actually, he performed it beautifully. There's a prominent Christian in Hollywood. Do you have somebody else in mind? Someone that didn't make the list? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Issues ETC at KFUO.org is our in-studio email address. And Mark is calling from his car. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Pastor Todd. She was on the list, but I didn't hear his name mentioned. I put in a write-in vote for Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders of The Simpsons. Why?
I think just the stereotype that it comes through on that program with his character is just wonderful.
All right, thank you very much, Mark. Well, I guess if they were going to do Hollywood personalities, not persons, because Ned Flanders obviously is a personality but not a person, he might have made the list. Anyone else have anyone else in mind? 1-800-730-2727. Were you surprised to find out that there were that many, that they could put a list of 12 prominent Christians in Hollywood? 1-800-730-2727, 505-7850, issues ETC at KFUO.org.
You going to let me vent?
Okay, now that we've set the table, Jeff, you want to vent about the Fox News segment for a reason completely unrelated to anything that was said about Christians in Hollywood.
I'll probably get in trouble for management of this because probably very few people care about this, but it's something to look for when you're watching an interview. When the people, when the host is like, finishing Martin, and they finish your sentence, Sheen, you know, hey, quiet. You know, we know you're there, especially on TV. You can see that there's three of them there, three people asking questions or hosts of this show on Fox. It's like, we know you're there, but, you know, this, just be quiet.
I remember first sitting down at this microphone. And when you normally have a conversation with another person, you do those little things, those little cues to let them know that you're still there, you're still on the hook, you're still listening. Yeah. I've noticed this, by the way, from seminary professors. Seminary professors tend to be, I call them, they're like the Beatles. It's always yeah. Whenever you talk with a seminary professor, you'll hear yeah, as they're listening to you talk. And I learned very quickly at the hands of both management here and Jeff that that's not a good idea on the radio because it breaks the guest's stride and it's distracting. And, you know, I listen to radio programs and I hear it all the time. It might be polite in ordinary conversation, but it is distracting. You know, you point out that they're doing it on television.
Today's show, my wife watched Today's show. It's terrible. Matt and used to be Katie you know, now I know they're pressed for time. You know, they're trying to get a lot of things out, and they're trying to, but they're constantly finishing people's sentences. And or another tip to look for: how many times they actually ask a question? There's no question there. There's a statement, and they want you to feed off what they just, their brilliant statement that they just made. Well, who's the expert? You know, why do we have this person sitting there next to you?
Right. If Matt Lauer is just there to have the expert tell him how brilliant his statements were, we don't really need the expert. We just need Matt. Maybe a trained chimp or someone to say, that's right. That was a good idea. Thanks for saying that. Here's an email from Mike in Kalamazoo, Michigan. He says, I like The Exorcism of Emily Rose, which was directed by Scott Derrickson. A couple of years ago, the White Horse Inn, interviewed him about how his faith intersects with his movie making. Anyway, that's my nickel's worth, says Mike. Thanks for listening to Kalamazoo as well. Okay, there's someone that wasn't mentioned in the top 10 of Hollywood's most influential Christians. Anybody else have any ideas? Someone that didn't make the list or someone who's on that list that you think, oh, come on, they don't belong there. You got Mel Gibson, you got Patricia Heaton, Denzel Washington, Martin Sheen, Tyler Perry, Ralph Winter, among others. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Mark called earlier and suggested Ned Flanders.
Who's yours, Todd?
Who's my favorite?
Yes.
Patricia Heaton.
Absolutely.
But I don't think it has much to do with the fact that she's a Christian in Hollywood. She's just beautiful. So there you go.
But
I'm just being honest.
She was perfect on Everybody Loves Raymond. She was the perfect wife for Raymond.
Yeah, I was watching her new sitcom last night. Is it called Back to You? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Oh, is it any good?
I'm still trying to figure out if it is. I don't get sitcoms right away. I don't watch a sitcom and say, oh, this is going to be a hit. This is great. I don't have that capability. You know, the first time I saw Friends, I thought, what in the world are they wasting my time for? And then it went on to do, 25 seasons or something like that? I mean, we watched them grow up on television. So I'm still trying to figure it out. Kelsey Grammer is good, and Patricia Heaton, you got star power there, so I don't know. But who's your favorite, Jeffy? Huh? You got to turn on your mic.
You know, a good host listens. I already said absolutely to your Patricia Heaton.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
A good host listens. But you absolutely could have meant,
yeah.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that. So yours is Patricia Heaton, too. 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727. What does it tell you that Patricia Heaton is one of only two women who are prominent Christians in Hollywood?
And the other one you didn't know, Kristen Chenoweth.
Kristen Chenoweth, thank you very much. That's three women on the list.
Just so you know, this was a very short-lived show last year, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. They had a character named Harriet Hayes, which was based on Kristen Chenoweth being a Christian in Hollywood.
Being a Christian in Hollywood, that's got to be hard. I mean, the parties, you can go to these parties and whatnot, the premieres. But when it comes to Hollywood is a place where people not only work out their craft of movies and television, but they also interact with one another. Hollywood tends to marry Hollywood, things like that. Being a Christian could be kind of isolating, don't you think? Being Christian in any town is sometimes isolating, much less Tinseltown. I want to hear from you. 1-800-730-2727, 505-7850, or email us with your choice for your favorite Hollywood Christian star. I don't know what to call them. Issues ETC at KFUO.org. Mark in Redbud. Mark, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I'm not positive he is a Christian. I know he is very conservative, and he wears the right ball cap because I'm a Detroit Tiger fan, and I always love Megan P.I., so I'm going to hope that Tom Selleck is.
Oh, that's an interesting question. It's funny. I imagine there are a lot of women out there hoping that he is, too. Thank you very much. Tom Selleck. I don't think I've ever heard anything one way or the other on Tom Selleck, although wasn't he, I know he's known as a Hollywood conservative, but conservative and Christian don't necessarily mean the same thing, although you have a hard time convincing a lot of Christian evangelicals of that. All I know of Tom Selleck is that he tends to be politically conservative. You know what I was wondering is why Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't make it on there, even though technically he doesn't live in Hollywood anymore. He lives a little farther north of Hollywood, but I wonder why he didn't make it, because he is supposed to be a Christian. Anyone else you might put on that list? Scott is calling from his car. Scott, welcome.
Hello, sir. I have a little bit of ambient noise here. I hope you can hear me all right.
Oh, just great.
I was just thinking Charlton Heston.
Oh, yes.
You know, so I don't know if it's been mentioned already.
Charlton Heston, thank you very much. Well, he hasn't made a movie in a long time. He's definitely associated himself with conservative causes. I seem to remember someplace back in the back of my mind that he's also a professed Christian. There's another person for the list. Anyone else? 1-800-730-2727, 505-7850. Anyone that you would knock from the list? That you just have serious doubts about? issuesetc@kfuo.org. Why is it then they are Christians in Hollywood? Some of them more prominent than others. Some of them more outspoken than others. Why is it that there are so few that people can name? Pick up a celebrity magazine at some point. Look at People or Us or any of those kind of magazines that covers the celebrities. There's no end to people who are famous in Hollywood, people who make movies, people who do television. Now, I suspect that if we could see hearts, which we can't do, but if we could see hearts, there are a lot more Christians in Hollywood than made the list. And one might wonder, why don't you know about them? And these are the people who are on our televisions and on our screens. And let's just admit it, in our thoughts, a lot of the time. Next on Audio Open Lines, an AP story about the suspension of a Roman Catholic official, a Vatican official, in fact. It's a sad, sad story. Here it is from Associated Press.
A suspension at the Vatican. An Italian Monsignor is removed from a senior position after talking about his gay sex life on television. An Italian network program posted hidden camera video of an encounter between the Monsignor and a young man. The program says the Monsignor told the man he didn't feel like he was sinning by having sex with gay men. The Monsignor was not identified, but Vatican officials recognized his office. Tommaso Stenico confirmed to the Associated Press he has been suspended, but he says the program was done fraudulently using a hidden camera. He is suspended while the case is investigated.
I think that the Vatican is handling this case in the way they would like to see such cases handled in dioceses all over the world. That is, they're not wasting any time, but also they're handling it with genuine concern.
The Monsignor was a top official in an office that aims to ensure proper conduct by priests. Vatican teaching holds that homosexual activity is a sin. Tim McGuire, the Associated Press.
Did you hear that? He was actually in charge of dealing with sexual sins among priests. And he was discovered to have been engaged in homosexual activity. Very sad. A Vatican official. That's not just anybody. When they say Monsignor, that's not just anyone. Although it is good to see that this is something we're hearing about in the news. Maybe 10 years ago, we might not have heard about it at all. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Email us here in the studio, issuesetc@kfuo.org. issuesetc@kfuo.org. You know, Christians are always clamoring for more, better television. Better movies, things that they don't have to hold their nose when they watch it or when they let their kids watch it. People often complain, well, there are not enough good, thoughtful Christians in the media. And usually they're talking about the news media. You know, Uwe Simonetto's been on our program many times saying, you know what we need to do? We need to make more journalists. Christians need to make more journalists. Not to go into Christian journalism, but to be Christians in the field of journalism. We can complain about how Hollywood is anti-Christian or devoid of Christian ideas or people, that you can only come up with a list of 12, and by the time you get down to number 7, 8, 9, and 10, the names are somewhat obscure. Or we could actually maybe produce some more Christian actors, not to act in Christian Hollywood, but to go and act in Hollywood as Christians. Last time I checked, it's a perfectly legitimate vocation. for someone to hold. If you can make a living, you probably spend most of your time waiting tables, but who doesn't in Hollywood? This email comes from Steve in San Clemente, California. He writes, my pastor says that when it comes to the things of God or to the church, the culture always gets it wrong. I agree with my pastor, and I wonder where you're going with this. Thanks much. Love your program, except this one. Where we're going with this. Where are we going with this, Jeff? Do we have a, is there a hidden agenda I was not aware of? Was there a plan when we set out to do this? People overestimate, far overestimate what we're doing here on this program sometimes. Greta's calling from Oakville. Hi, Greta.
Hi. I was just going to say Ricardo Montalban, although he's not so active in pictures these days, I think he's done some voices and things like that for some animated stuff. He's a serious practicing Catholic, so there's Ricardo Montalban, if we're still looking for, you know, actors. Mm-hmm. And the actor who plays Biff in those Back to the Future movies, he's also a practicing Catholic.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, that may be why sometimes he doesn't get as many roles, because I remember him being interviewed one time, and he said sometimes it's hard to turn down a picture without coming across as, I do not wish to act in your filthy picture type thing. So, but he is. He was interviewed on, some program on EWTN.
Interesting. Thank you very much, Greta. Thanks for listening. Well, it is a strange dynamic. Could it be that there are so few prominent Christians in Hollywood? Many would argue, wouldn't they? There are so few prominent Christians in Hollywood because being a Christian is kind of an impediment to being prominent in Hollywood. Ben's calling from his car. Hi, Ben.
Pastor.
Hi.
What about Kirk Cameron and all the new things he's doing there in Hollywood?
Kirk Cameron, yes. Thank you very much. All right, let's talk about Kirk Cameron for a second. He was a heartthrob almost 20 years ago. Hasn't made a significant film or television program in a long time. Although I gotta say, I have listened briefly. What is he involved in, Jeff? What's the thing that he's been doing lately?
Way of the Master.
Way of the Master. They're like tag team apologists. They go out into the street corners, and they're doing kind of grassroots, in-your-face apologetics. It is interesting stuff to watch and to listen to. Although it's really not a big surprise that Kirk Cameron didn't make it to the prominent list. I probably put him more in this category of former child star. You know, when your movies go straight to video, former child star. And Hollywood is very much, what have you done for me lately, and what have you starred in lately, and how much did your last picture make? And if it's less than someone like Denzel Washington or Mel Gibson or Martin Sheen or some of the others, here today and gone tomorrow. Now, the emailer said, where are we going with all of this? We got to the end of the segment here, and this is where we were going. Just asking a question, a simple little question of all those prominent Christians in Hollywood, which for you is your favorite. Sometimes it's that simple. When we come back, Soundbite of the Week is next. We'll stay tuned.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
This past week, Law and Gospel has analyzed Psalm 132, a number of passages, worship practices, and a hymn. Friday's Open Line broadcast is your opportunity to call in with comments, questions, or even suggestions for future programming. Even if you don't call, it's always interesting to hear what others are thinking.
Listen to Law and Gospel weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on AM 850 KFUO.
Is Issues Etc. part of your church's mission or advertising budget for next year? Well, your congregation can now join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Membership benefits include monthly CDs, books, transcripts, and advertising your church on our website, in the Issues Etc. journal, and possibly on the radio. For more information on how your church can support this worldwide mission outreach and publicize your congregation, look for the logo of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod at our homepage, issuesetc.org.
Evolution, it's now being relegated as a fact.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the bestseller, The Lie, Evolution. While newspapers and magazines, Ken, more than ever, are talking about the reality of evolution, are so many people now saying that evolution's a downright fact?
Well, unfortunately, they are, Mark. I remember a cover story in U.S. News and World Report that said, quote, "As the science of evolution moves beyond guesswork, scientists say evolution is no longer just a theory. It's an everyday phenomenon. A fundamental fact of biology as real as hunger and as unavoidable as death." End of quote. You know, this tells us how far such scientists have really sunk. When evolutionists insist that evolution's a fact, they don't even want people to question molecules to man evolution. But is it a fact? In fact, is it even a theory? We can observe facts and theories, give well-supported explanations of the facts, but no one can study the origin of life. No scientists were there to get the facts. No, evolution isn't a fact or a theory. You know what? It's really an unprovable hypothesis or guess based on an anti-God worldview. But we do have a trustworthy eyewitness who recorded the facts for us about the origin of life. It's God, the Creator, and He says He made everything in 6 days just a few thousand years ago.
If Genesis is a reliable account of early Earth history, does it shed any light on the question posed at the Scopes trial, where did Cain find his wife? The answer's on our website, answersradio.com.
Concordia University's St. Louis Center serves working adults by offering degrees in business management, human resource management, criminal justice, general studies, and theology. Classes meet one night a week. Concordia University is located near the intersection of 44 and 270. And for more information about Concordia University St. Louis Center, call 314-984-8840. That's 314-984-8840. Concordia University.
Here's a happy AM 850 KFUO salute to our day sponsor on this Thursday, October 18th, 2007, Alberta Heineke. Today's day sponsor has made a contribution to AM 850 KFUO in memory of loved ones and for the ministry of KFUO to continue to proclaim the gospel around the world. Once again, a very special thank you to Alberta Heineke of Steelville, Illinois, today's AM 850 KFUO day sponsor.
Sign on at 7:15 Friday morning. Head into the weekend with inspiration, information, and compelling Christian conversation on our little morning show on AM 850 KFUO. Hi, this is Paul Clayton. Join me and Diane Summers, along with guests like Pastor Warren Worth from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Arnold, Marty Lintvedt from Concordia Seminary, and Dr. Dale Myers' commentary just after news at 8. Plus, we'll play Bible Brain Teaser and give away our last VeggieTales DVDs on AM 850 KFUO.
Well, we were talking before the break about some vocation that people don't usually associate with Christianity, and that's the vocation of Hollywood actor. There are all sorts of vocations in the world. You have one, believe it or not. Everyone has one or more. And it's your way that God has put you in this world to live before Him in faith and before your neighbor in love. Special among the vocations is the vocation of pastor and those who serve the pastoral office, like deaconess. Concordia Seminary St. Louis and Concordia Theological Seminary Fort Wayne, Indiana, are training pastors and deaconesses for the 21st century to carry out that unique, special vocation of, in their own way, whether it be through the public proclamation of the word and the administration of the sacraments, or through acts of mercy and service in the case of the deaconess, to serve God's people and the world with the message of Jesus Christ as the Savior of sinners. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, or Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. Find out about them at our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. Let's play Soundbite of the Week. We've got some sound bites from this week's audio that we're anxious to play for you. We're anxious to hear from you which of these you think ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The way this works is we play the audio, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then you give us a call, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or email us, issuesetc@kfuo.org, with your answer to the question, which of these four soundbites do you think should be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and why? Now, to the best callers, we're going to send an Issues Etc. travel mug. I saw Jeff drinking from one of these just a few minutes ago. A rare occurrence. drinking from one of our Issues Etc. travel mugs, and to the best caller, single caller, determined at the end of our little game here, we're going to send an I Have Issues t-shirt. Very rare, very much coveted, an I Have Issues t-shirt to the best caller. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or email us, and do email us early, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Our first soundbite for your consideration comes from Joel Osteen. He appeared on 60 Minutes, of course, and he's everywhere else now. But he first appeared on 60 Minutes on Sunday. His answer to a very, very good question.
To become a better you, you must be positive towards yourself. Develop better relationships. Embrace the place where you are.
Yeah.
Not one mention of God in that. Not one mention of Jesus Christ in that.
That's just my message. There is scripture in there that backs it all up. But I feel like, Byron, I'm called to help people. How do we walk out the Christian life? How do we live it? And these are principles that can help you. I mean, if there's a lot better people qualified to say, here's a book that's going to explain the scriptures to you. I don't think that's my gifting.
It's Joel Osteen. That's soundbite number one. A great question, an interesting and odd answer. Why no Jesus? Why no God? I'm not called to do that, he says. Now, this brings up something. When we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, you're going to sometimes choose the soundbite not because you agree with it, not because you find it pleasant. Maybe you just find it remarkable for some other reason. But for whatever reason, it stands out in your mind as something that you will remember after you've heard it. Soundbite number one, Joel Osteen, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or issuesetc@kfuo.org. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from a caller. We do have the best callers in radio. And this one is Sue. When she watched Joel Osteen on 60 Minutes, her first impression, very honest impression.
As soon as I saw this guy, I said to my husband, all he needs is flames behind him, a pitchfork, and horns. He has the same qualities as Clinton in my book.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I think he is the devil in sheep's clothing, honest to God. I think he's using God and Jesus and the guise of being a preacher for PR purposes to get people in.
All right, that's Sue's impression of Joel Osteen when she was calling the program from this week's audio. Do you think it should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? If so, give us a call, 1-800-730-2727, 505-7850, or email us, issuesetc@kfuo.org. That was soundbite number two. Here's soundbite number three. Rob Bowman with us. We were talking about the deity of Christ Sunday night on the program, and right in the middle of that conversation, he told us what makes Jesus different from the so-called leaders of other world religions.
If Jesus was in fact divine, then that shows that he was more than just another religious teacher or even one of many great prophets, but it would mark him out as unique in the annals of religion in human history. It would set him apart in a very clear way as somebody who came into this world from heaven as the divine Son of God to do something that no other religious leader ever could do, and that is, according to the New Testament, to redeem us from our sins, to die on the cross and to rise from the dead in order to redeem us so that we might live forever in God's kingdom. And that's what separates Christianity from the other religions. We're not simply a religion that says, well, we like our teacher better than other religious teachers. No, with all due respect to these other religious teachers, they're not even really offering any competition, if I may put it in those terms, with Jesus, because Jesus did something that none of them even claimed to do.
That's Rob Bowman in our conversation on the deity of Christ, soundbite number three. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite for this week? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or issuesetc@kfuo.org. And here's soundbite number four, regular guest Mike Horton, not on our program, but on 60 Minutes, reacting to Joel Osteen. He put in a very simple way his thoughts on Joel Osteen's teaching. It's soundbite number four. Let's listen.
I think it's a cotton candy gospel. His core message is, God is nice, you're nice, be nice. It's sort of if it were a form of music, I think it would be easy listening. He uses the Bible like a fortune cookie. This is what's going to happen for you. There's going to be a windfall in your life tomorrow. The Bible's not meant to be read that way. It is certainly heresy, I believe, to say that God is our resource for getting our best life now. It makes religion about us instead of about God.
That's soundbite number 4. Mike Horton, do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? If so, give us a call. 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727, 505-7850, or email us here in the studio, issuesetc@kfuo.org. We're coming to you live this Thursday, October the 18th, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 1 was Joel Osteen himself answering a question, why no Jesus, why no God in your book, become the a better you? And his answer was, hey, I leave that to other people. I leave the God and Jesus stuff to other people. I'm just here to carry out my calling, which is to help people walk out the Christian life. Sad to say that not only does Joel Osteen consider this his calling, he doesn't consider it his calling to talk about Jesus Christ and him crucified. There are a lot of other pastors who don't consider it their calling to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified either. It's soundbite number 1. Soundbite number 2 is Sue, our caller. She has a very unfavorable impression of Joel Osteen, likening him to the Prince of Darkness in sheep's clothing. Rob Bowman talking about the deity of Christ, what makes Jesus different. He says, well, the other religious leaders of the world just really don't hold a candle to Jesus because none of them even claim to be or to have done what Jesus claims to be and to have done. That's soundbite number 3. Then soundbite number 4, Mike Horton from his 60 Minutes appearance alongside Joel Osteen, his thoughts on Osteen's teaching, a cotton candy gospel. If it were, he says, if it were music, it'd be easy listening. 1-800-730-2727 or 505-7850. You can email your answer to the question, which of these should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week and why? issuesetc@kfuo.org. Let's start with John, who calls from his car. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well.
Good. Hey, I think it should be number 4.
And why? That's Mike Horton with his thoughts on Joel Osteen's teaching.
He exposes Joel Osteen for what he really is. And eventually, the world's got to wake up and realize that, well, they will wake up on the last day when they're called to the resurrection. And the question will be put in front of them, and it'll be interesting, their response.
All right. Thank you very much, John. What about the rest of you? Which of these 4 should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? John says it should be Mike Horton, who well summarizes the vacuous nature of Joel Osteen's teaching. You know, that's exactly what appeals to a lot of people. It's simplistic. It does not require an incredible amount of thought. It's very practical in the sense that Joel doesn't bother with telling you what Jesus has done for you. He tells you what you can do all by yourself. It appeals to the self. It's become a better you. Who doesn't want to be a better me? What about the rest of you? Which is the soundbite of the week? 1-800-730-2727. We're coming to you live this Thursday, October the 18th. 505-7850 or issuesetc@kfuo.org. One vote for soundbite number 4. Let's see what Tamara in Topeka, Kansas has to say. Hi, Tamara.
Hi.
Hi, Tamara. You are on, Tamara.
Okay. I was tempted to vote for some of the Joel Osteen ones, but I'm actually going to vote for number 3. Because if it wasn't for Christ's divinity, we wouldn't have any truth to stand behind against people like Joel Osteen.
Oh, it's an interesting reasoning. So, in other words, rather than deal with one of those things that kind of might have attracted you a little bit more, you just want to go straight to the heart of the issue and say, well, what really gives us the basis for response is what Bowman had to say in soundbite number 3.
That's exactly it.
All right, Tamara, thank you, and thanks for listening in Kansas. Tamara votes for 3. That's 1 vote for 3, 1 vote for 4, 1 vote for Rob Bowman on what makes Jesus different from all other religious leaders. I wonder how Joel Osteen would answer that question. What makes Jesus different than Buddha? What makes because I've heard him on Larry King Live, not his last night's appearance, but because he was on Larry King Live last night, but his appearance previously on Larry King, when Larry King said, do you have to believe in Jesus to go to heaven? And he'll say, well, he gets a pained look on his face. Well, that's what I believe. That's what the Bible teaches. What about someone who doesn't believe in Jesus, asks Larry. I'm not going to judge anybody. I refrain from doing my Joel Osteen impression, although I do an excellent.
Please don't.
I do an excellent Joel Osteen impression.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You also think you do a good job chanting. which isn't true.
You've never heard me chant.
I've heard you sing.
I will appeal to the audience, many of whom have heard me chant, and they will be quick to tell you, maybe they won't, that it's like angels singing. Not just one angel, but an army of angels singing together in unison, in powerful voice. I wonder how Joel Osteen would answer that question about what makes Jesus different. So we got one vote for Rob Bowman telling us what does make Jesus different, and one vote for Mike Horton with his thoughts on Joel Osteen's teaching. What about the rest of... Yes?
He might say he's not qualified to answer that question.
Well, he might. You know what he said last night on Larry King? I wish we had the audio, but I only got to read it on a transcript. He was having a difficult time coming up with a name. He was talking about David and his son, and he couldn't think of David's son's name, Solomon, right? Off camera, Victoria Osteen gave him the name, Solomon. And he said, I should have known that. I probably should have gone to seminary. That's what Joel Osteen said. I probably should have gone to seminary. To which I can only say he's on the right path. Some seminary, at least. Soundbite of the week. Let's see what Ray has to say. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello. Which of these is the soundbite of the week as far as you're concerned and why?
Number four, because he so eloquently codified what I would like to say about Joel Osteen, that he's nothing but a shyster who makes Christianity more palatable and thus making it more profitable for him.
All right, well, thank you very much, Ray. Succinct, to the point. I don't share the opinion that Joel Osteen is a shyster or a charlatan. I think he's sincerely wrong, and there's a big difference there. I don't think he realizes how wrong he is. Mike's calling from Kansas City. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hey, Pastor Todd. Good to talk to you again. I wish people would consider supporting Issues, Etc. Through the Reformation Club. It's a great resource. And actually, I had the opportunity to meet Tamara a couple of weeks ago. And
no kidding.
We actually go to the same church, St. John Church in Topeka, Kansas.
Really?
So I wanted to put that plug in there. And both Tamara and her husband and myself and St. John's, we all support your program, and I hope other people listening would consider doing this.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Which of these is the soundbite, you think?
Yeah, who I wanted to vote for was probably number two, I guess, where she referred to a lot of satanic influence. I don't think she meant to refer to Joel Osteen as a Satan, but satanic influence behind him. And the reason I say that is because, you know, what's going on in the evangelical church, it's been happening since day one. I mean, isn't that what Eve was tempted with? Your best life now.
And then if you look at
something else, I mean, isn't what we do in the evangelical church or what they do, don't they worship the golden calf of the human experience? Isn't that what the evangelical church is all about, the human experience? And so I would say that people who are attending these evangelical churches, they think they're attending the church that Christ has instituted, but actually they're doing nothing more than worshiping at St. Aaron's Church of the Desert.
Ooh, there's a soundbite of the week. Too bad it came on Thursday.
We got to start. See, nobody gets in on Thursday. If you're on the show Thursday, we just never put it in because it's a new week. But that's got to be entered for next
week. Absolutely. Mike, thank you very much. Okay. We got to find a way to enter that for next week. So I'm going to right here and now issue a host edict that I'm making an exception that Thursday will count as next week for soundbite of the week so that that can be one of the choices. Thank you very much, Mike. Thanks for listening out there in Kansas City or Topeka. How can he call from Kansas City when he goes to church in Topeka? That's a long ways to drive to go to church. That's one dedicated guy. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or issuesetc@kfuo.org. One vote for Sue the caller, her reaction to Joel Osteen. She said it has something to do with flames, horns, and pitchfork. One vote for Rob Bowman, and two for Mike Horton. Don's calling from South County. Hi, Don.
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
Doing well.
My vote's for Joel Osteen.
Okay, that's soundbite number one. And why?
Because it feels good.
It feels good to vote for Joel Osteen?
Absolutely. Isn't that what he's all about?
Well, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Are you a better you now, Don?
I feel much more positive. I feel really good.
Good. Well, you just have a good time. Thank you very much. Don's feeling better in South County because he voted for Joel Osteen. All right, one vote for soundbite number one, one vote for soundbite number two. 1 vote for soundbite number 3, 2 for soundbite number 4. That puts it in the lead here with the moments ticking away. Do we have time to play the Joel Osteen piece? Soundbite number 1? Do we have time to play that here? Oh, let's talk to Alex first, calling from his car. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
I'm calling to vote for soundbite 3.
And why?
Because when I go to church, I'm there to learn and hear about Jesus and not to hear about how wonderful I am. And I just think we need to speak more of Jesus' greatness and how much he loves us.
All right. Thank you, Alex. You know, Joel doesn't believe that's his calling, to speak of Jesus' greatness. He's there to speak of your greatness. Your greatness. Still time for your vote as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. So far, it's a two-way tie for the lead between soundbite number 3 and soundbite number 4. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or issuesetc at kfuo.org. Karen emails us from Wyoming, and she makes it a three-way tie. She says, I got to vote for soundbite number 2, only because when I first heard it, I had to disagree with her. I don't really think that Joel Osteen intends to do the devil's work. What I do believe is that Joel Osteen actually believes that what he is preaching is what God would want him to preach. He, Osteen, is the devil's pawn. I actually feel sorry for him, says Karen. I think he's going to crack one of these days. Just another opinion. I don't know how long you can live, although it's amazed me how long preachers can live, preaching the higher life, your best life now, becoming a better you. I couldn't do it. I agree, Karen. I would crack. I couldn't put up the facade long enough. But then again, I've been a Lutheran my whole life, and Lutherans are terrible at putting up facades. Most of them are. What really blows my mind are people who call themselves Lutherans but insist on, like Joel Osteen, kind of presenting this, I've reached the higher plane, let me help you up here. Let me give you a hand up here where I have, to which the heights to which I have ascended in the higher life and living the Christian life. Again, you can only live that long before you crack. All right, it's Joel Osteen soundbite number 1, his answer to the question, why no God, why no Jesus in your new book? That's soundbite number 1. It's got 1 vote. Sue, the caller, said she thinks she's detected flames behind Joel Osteen. She has 2 votes. Soundbite number 3 is Rob Bowman on what makes Jesus different from all of the religious leaders. It has 2 votes. And soundbite number 4 is Dr. Mike Horton on 60 Minutes, his thoughts on Joel Osteen's teachings. It has 2 votes. Someone's got to break the tie. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or issuesetc at kfuo.org. You know, this is a great project for you to carry out this weekend. Thursday's our Friday here on Issues Etc., which means it's the last live broadcast of the week. Here's my assignment for you during this days of this weekend. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. We have something there for you. Right next to the logo of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, you'll find a link to a printable one-page flyer that tells you and your congregation how you can make Issues Etc. part of your congregation's mission or advertising budget. It begins at the level of about $250. What else does your congregation do? Outside the congregation in terms of mission and advertising, that is only $250 and has the kind of impact that the gospel outreach of Issues Etc. has. That's the confessor level. For that, you get an Issues Etc. journal subscription for your congregation, a CD of the month, and church contact information posted at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for the logo of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Print off the flyer. Take it to your pastor, to your elders, to your board for missions or advertising, whatever it may be, and ask them to make Issues Etc. part of your church's mission or advertising budget for 2008. Don't delay, because your congregation's probably putting those things together right now. Issuesetc.org.
Who's going to break the tie?
I don't know.
Buzz? Well, I say we make it Buzz.
You want to make Buzz? But see, Buzz could not break. Okay, Buzz, I'm gonna let you break the tie, but you can't vote for Joel Osteen. Otherwise, you'd make it a four-way tie. If you want to vote for Joel Osteen, you can make it a four-way tie.
Well, I'll go with Rob Bowman then.
You're going to go with Rob Bowman.
Number 3.
Why is that, Buzz?
I did like what the answer was. And besides, it really was a lot less about Joel Osteen.
Oh, good. It's nice to hear less and less about Joel Osteen. and more about Jesus. Well, before we wrap it up, let's hear soundbite number three, the winner for this week. Rob Bowman, what makes Jesus different from Buddha, Muhammad, and any other religious leader you can think of?
If Jesus was in fact divine, then that shows that he was more than just another religious teacher or even one of many great prophets. But it would mark him out as unique in the annals of religion in human history. It would set him apart in a very clear way as somebody who came into this world from heaven as the divine Son of God to do something that no other religious leader ever could do, and that is, according to the New Testament, to redeem us from our sins, to die on the cross and to rise from the dead in order to redeem us so that we might live forever in God's kingdom. And that's what separates Christianity from the other religions. We're not simply a religion that says, well, we like our teacher better than other religious teachers. No, with all due respect to these other religious teachers, they're not even really offering any competition, if I may put it in those terms, with Jesus, because Jesus did something that none of them even claimed to do.
All right, Jeff informs me there's one more vote here. This comes from Paul calling from his car. Hi, Paul.
And I wanted to just thank you guys for picking that soundbite out of there, because I heard the whole discussion that you had with Rob Bowman, and I think you nailed it on the head exactly, the whole thing in context, what he was talking about and the divinity of Christ is just amazing, and I wanted to vote for that one as well, so I'm glad your compatriot there did the same.
All right, thank you very much, Paul. So that gives four votes for Rob Bowman and soundbite number three. Let's see, the mugs, the Issues Etc. mugs are going to go today to Don and to Alex. Feel free to give us a call and we'll get your contact information, send those mugs right out to you for playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And the I Have Issues t-shirt, the very rare and much coveted I Have Issues t-shirt, has to go to Mike this week. So give us a call back, Mike, and we'll send you the I Have Issues t-shirt. Tomorrow on the program, the person and work of the Holy Spirit, Dr. Corey Moss, will be our guest. And then Sunday night, that's live Sunday night from 10 to 11 on 91.5 FM here in St. Louis. We're going to talk about small groups with Pastor Tim Rosso. Small groups are the trend. They are the fad, if you will. Are they a new phenomenon? Are they a phenomenon that is in line with what the church is and what Christ has given the church to do? We'll answer that question Sunday night on Issues Etc. Then Monday on the program, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will join us to talk about some of these basic things, law and gospel, the two great doctrines of Scripture without which you can't understand the Bible. Thanks for playing Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin, and thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues Etc., please visit the audio archive section at kfuo.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of AM 850 KFUO. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.